Pope Benedict's surprise announcement that he would leave his post at the end of the month is prompting plenty of reflection on his papacy and on the state of the church among Catholics, from clergy to laypersons to scholars. We have such a scholar here with us. Michelle Dillon is professor of sociology at the University of New Hampshire. She's written extensively about Catholicism, both in the U.S. and in the rest of the world. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you.
Was this something you were expecting to hear?
Oh, certainly not. It was amazing news to hear, and I think really it did catch the whole world by surprise, including some of the closest observers in the Vatican. Certainly, he's 85, so you know, presumably people know that a pope is not going to last forever. On the other hand, he has been fairly active, unlike John Paul II, whom everybody knew was quite ill for a long time.
So now the church is in a position for the first time in many hundreds of years where there will be an ex-pope, if that's even the term. What kind of dynamic does that present then for the new pope and the church going forward after he steps down?
Well, it certainly is, as you say, a very new dynamic. But I think if you look at the text of Pope Benedict's own statement, he's very clear that he has made a conscientious and deliberate decision that he's not able to serve the church, and that he's going to devote himself for the rest of his life to quiet prayer. And so I think he's clearly saying, I'm moving on. And I think he really does seem, if you take at face value what he says, that you know he's had his role in the church, and it's been quite a phenomenal role. So I think he's going to spend the rest of his life, the next few years, in quiet prayer. And of course, he can still say Mass and do all of those things, but I think he'd be doing it in a private way.
What are you going to be watching for when the new pope, whoever he may be, makes that first statement from St. Peter's? And what are you going to be looking or listening for when that statement is made?
Well, I'll just go back to Pope Benedict. I mean, I was stunned that Pope Benedict was elected as pope, because I think from the point of view of liberal American Catholics, he would have been the last person that people would have wanted to have been pope. And yet I think it's telling over the last 8 years that, you know, he was quite a moderate pope. He certainly reasserted Catholic teaching, you know, on abortion and on women and sexuality, but he wasn't writing about these and talking about them every month. He also talked about lots of other issues, and also talked quite, in a more pastoral sense about issues of faith and love and charity. So I think it's really exciting to hear their first speech, but it's not as if it's a political agenda that they're laying out. I think I'll be most interested just to see what kind of person, in terms of personality. I would hope that whoever it is an open-minded person, or can show himself to be open-minded, because I think there's a lot of, diverse voices in the church. You know, one needs to be open, and the church is bound to tradition, but it also maintains its vitality by a living tradition. So it has to engage with the modern world.
Michelle Dillon, thanks so much for your time.
Sure, my pleasure.
That's Michelle Dillon, Catholic scholar and professor of sociology at the University of New Hampshire. We were talking about the state of the Catholic Church and the papacy of Pope Benedict XVI.